as we've been reporting, Governor Newsom has signed a bill that aims to cut gas price hikes in California. The new law comes as state air regulators consider a possible gas price hike. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Now, Phil, let me get this right. The governor signs legislation to keep prices from spiking while the Air Resources Board considers a gasoline price hike.
That's right. What we have here is the classic California conflict. In a nutshell, Gavin Newsom is pointing the finger at the gas industry, saying that there are obscene profits, price gouging, and price spiking when the refineries go down for repairs is one of the main reasons why we get sticker shock at the pump and why we pay on an average about $400.68 a gallon compared to $3.20 in the rest of the country. The industry turns around and says, hey, no. A lot of this has got to do with your regulations, the fact that you're trying to basically get gas out of California and replace it with electric cars. The number of refineries has shrunk from 30 to about 10. Work on those refineries is very difficult. And when they have to go down and get maintenance, the cost goes up. And your special blend of gasoline also drives up the price of gas. So he's saying on this one, the solution or partial solution will be, well, we won't have the gas, well, make sure that there's always enough gas supply so when you have to do your maintenance, we don't get the spikes. But as you pointed out, at the same time, the California Air Resource Board, just after the election, is going to be considering a change in California's gas blends and how we do things that could drive the price up 50 cents by their own calculations. So on one hand, we're saying, you know, it's the fault of the gas companies. On the other hand, we're saying, yeah, but why are you considering a 50%, a 50 cent hike to clean up the air? Which one is it? Is it low prices for gas or clean air for the world? Take your pick. We pick both and pay both.
Yeah, that's a bit of a push and pull there. What about the California Air Resources Board? Some saying that they're too powerful. What do you make of this?
Well, you know, this, I was talking with a lawmaker the other day from the East Bay, and he was, you know, pretty frank about it. He said, look, we passed all these goals in Sacramento about how we're going to have reduced emissions and we're going to have this, that, and the other thing, but we don't, put ourselves in the job of enforcing it. We turn it over to these agencies that are appointed or bureaucratic, and they're going to have the hammer. And that's what we have here is the Air Resource Board, which is, you know, quasi on its own, is going to be setting the standards. It takes the heat off the lawmakers. It's not going to take the heat off Gavin Newsom, however, because if they do make a move like this and increase it by a half a buck a gallon, you can bet it's going to come back on him. So it's going to be interesting to see what, if anything, he does to try to minimize or roll back that proposed change in the carbon emission standards that could lead to the price hike. It's a balance that he's trying to do. And I have to tell you that it's a, you know, there's a lot of politics involved in this, not the least of which is, you know, some of the workers at the refineries and their unions, which are pretty powerful, aren't happy about these changes that he's mandated. And a number of Democrats weren't happy about having to vote for this. As a matter of fact, a lot of them chose just not to show up in order not to vote for it.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. We'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.